It's the Rolls-Royce of coffee, the most rare and expensive in the world. Until recently, British department store Harrods sold it in a 24-carat gold-plated bag for more than $10,000. Here in Australia, it's hard to find, and if you do, a cup will cost you upwards of $10. In the US, up to $100 a cup. Harvested in various parts of Southeast Asia, the Indonesians are the biggest producers. There, they call it kopi luwak, or civet coffee. This is because of the unusual role the Asian palm civet, a small weasel-like rainforest dweller, plays in the coffee's production. In Jakarta, RN's Beverly Wang set out to try the coffee for herself, and in the process, discovered the dark side of the dark stuff. Her companion and translator is expat Australian journalist Rebecca Henschke.
We're here in a cafe and we are going to try some coffee luwak, which is a coffee made from the droppings of civets. Tell us about the coffee. How is it made?
So he said that it's just a different taste. It's got a nice texture and a taste, and they don't just take it straight from the poo, but they actually process and clean it again.
Can we smell it?
Is it chum?
Oh.
Strong.
Strong. Nice smell. Some of them look slightly squashed. Like there's been some pressure applied to them. Smells good. I don't smell any poop, do you?
No, definitely
quite
not.
Clean.
No, it's a very strong coffee smell.
You're going to grind the beans.
It, yeah.
So they're going into a hand grinder.
This is $7, this small handful of coffee.
And that's for two serves or one serve?
One person.
Oh, wow.
But businessmen really like it. They want to feel special at the end.
VIP treatment.
VIP, exactly.
Have some of this, right. Be careful with your finger. He's just put his finger into the grinder door.
The reason why it's expensive is because it tastes better, for one, but also the process is much longer. I mean, with normal coffee, we just go up to the tree and we pick it, but with this coffee, we have to wait till the animal eats it and then poo it out, and then we have to find the poo, and then we have to process that coffee.
So we're just still grinding the coffee.
Yeah, maybe a little bit traditional.
More traditional, I got that, to grind it by hand, okay. We're still grinding the coffee, by the way.
This is how long?
I want to find that person who first saw the civet poop and thought, oh, I wonder what's in there, let's make some coffee from it. And who was that first person with an overwhelming curiosity and perhaps the strongest caffeine craving in history? Well, according to legend, it was Indonesian plantation workers. Indonesia was a Dutch colony for 3.5 centuries. And the story goes that the local plantation workers weren't permitted to pick the coffee for their own use. But they noticed that the beans in the droppings of the civets that raided the coffee plantation for ripe fruit were relatively intact. So, they collected the droppings, salvaged the beans, and ground them up for coffee. The plantation owners soon caught on, tried out the civet variety, and found they preferred the taste. And after half an hour of sweat-inducing hand grinding, my beans are finally ready. Water's going into the French press now.
7 years in Indonesia, the first time I'm trying kopi luwak.
Here comes the kopi luwak. It's very pale in color, the kopi luwak. Almost a dark tea color. Kopi luwak, no sugar, no milk. Oh. It almost tastes like a coffee tea. It's actually quite light. I don't want to say the word weak, but it's actually very smooth and mild. There's very little bitterness. Here, you try.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree on the bitterness. It's not heavy on the stomach, and you can definitely drink it without milk. It's very light.
Would you drink this as a coffee of choice?
I don't feel like it's giving me the same level of caffeine, but I don't know if that's true or not. I'm sure it is, but it doesn't give you that same boom.
The coffee I tried was labeled Organic Wild Kopi Luwak. But after trying it, I heard some concerning things about farmed kopi luwak. I met with an Indonesian coffee merchant, Henrik, who says he refuses to deal in the stuff because of its track record of animal cruelty. Asian palm civets are solitary and territorial, and each one requires at least 17 square kilometers of territory. Kept in captivity, things can go horribly wrong for the little mammal.
I have been in the farm and seen what the farmers are actually doing. They're actually promoting the luwaks in captivity. And what they're doing is they're force-feeding the luwaks. And every out of five, three luwaks will die from being force-fed. And they are not let out in the wild. They're just in cages 24 hours and kept force-feeding.
How are they force-fed? Are they confined in some way or in kept, yes, like a goose, you know, with foie gras or something like that?
The cages itself is actually 2x2, 2 meters. And actually they will put a full of coffees for the luwaks to actually eat it. But the thing about it is they won't give the luwaks coffees that are actually good coffees because it's being hand-picked, not wild. So what happens is the luwak is hungry, so they are forced to actually eat the unripe coffee, which actually is not very good for the luwaks itself. So that time when we went there, it was at West Java, at Pangalengan, and we saw two luwaks die being force-fed.
How does this compare with the wild coffee luwak? How is that harvested?
They eat from the fruits that are ripe and it drops on the forest floor. So I think it's much better than giving them the unripe fruits.
There is concern that civet farms may already be contributing to the extinction of local populations in Indonesia. Asian palm civets aren't the only ones digesting coffee beans for the coffee connoisseurs around the globe. Thai elephants, Brazilian jacu birds, and bonobo monkeys are all being used to satisfy demand for the rare bean. But I still want to understand, what does animal digestion do to the coffee bean?
I think that it's the enzymes that absorbs the acidity in the coffee, which reduces it right down. And I think that the Swiss process of coffee, the decaffeinated coffee, is the artificial process, which is quite similar to what the luwak process is. So luwak process is the wild process. And also, I think that the wild luwaks, they have more enzymes to dissolve. And when they have more enzymes than the luwaks that are kept in captivity, it will taste better and actually makes them taste more smoother. I've tried it before. Currently, I think in Mandailing, in Sumatra, is the only wild luwak available.
How can you make sure that the kopi luwak that consumers drink is actually wild and not force-fed, as you describe?
We don't. That's the thing. We don't. That's why we don't sell it here. And
because you can't verify.
There's no other ways of verifying whether it is wild or it's in captivity. In reality, if a person can produce a luwak in a month more than 10 kilos, I think that's not a wild luwak. That's a captivity luwak.
Beverly Wang reporting from Jakarta, talking there to coffee dealer Heinrich. As I mentioned earlier, British department store Harrods used to sell kopi luwak, but withdrew it from sale in late 2013. This was after pressure following an investigation into civet farming by the BBC and World Animal Protection Society. They discovered practices using battery cage conditions. World Animal Protection is campaigning for suppliers to only stock wild-sourced, cage-free civet coffee. But as we've heard, it's very difficult to determine if it's farmed or wild, so they're also calling for a certification scheme to be introduced. You'll find links to World Animal Protection on the RN First Bite program page. And while you're there, you can also subscribe to our weekly podcast.